Agnes Parsons' Diary, Friday, July 26th, Dublin, New Hampshire. Abdu'l-Bahá and Mirza Ahmad Sohrab arrived at this house before I was up, but it wasn't really early because I have been staying in bed late. I dressed as quickly as I could and went down to find them in the bird cage, a wooded area near her house where birds would gather to feed. Abdu'l-Bahá spoke on most interesting and vital subjects, mainly on social and economic lines. Mirza Asadullah said he will write out the main ideas for me. Later, Abdu'l-Bahá walked up the grounds and sat down on the grass near some trees. There we spoke to Royal. He said, "He flew away from me, but I was very pleased with him." I asked how he could be pleased with Royal when Royal had behaved so badly, and he answered that he judged from what was within, not by externals. That such people as Royal are pure, clear-sighted, inspirational, even prophetic. That I must not be troubled at all. All are in God's hands. That there is a wisdom in this experience. He said that Royal must be with one in whom he has confidence and for whom he feels friendship. He seemed to think Dr. Gehring was not the right person for him to be with. He said Mount Carmel would be an excellent place for the rest of us to spend next winter. May this come about. Shortly after having some coffee, he said goodbye and, with Mirza Sohrab, walked down the hill to the other house. On returning from a little tea at Miss Carey's, I stopped to see Abdu'l-Bahá, taking the book in which he tried to get the names written of those who visited him in Washington, hoping to use it here with better success. I handed him the letter from Miss Mary Coleman, and I asked for a message to send Godsia Ashraf at the hospital. There he talked most delightfully, and then had Dr. Farid translate for me a story which Mirza Ali Akbar had told him that afternoon.